gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between. It's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, welcome into the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. It's a big week for us here with Nary Milwaukee. Did I say Milwaukee, Nary?
It's Nary Milwaukee.
I know it's Nary Milwaukee. David should be yelling at me.
Yeah.
He's not. David Kittleson, my co-host this week. He is the owner of Closet Concepts. David, how are you?
Good morning. Fantastic.
Ben, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Good to be seen.
You know, I see you more now than, in fact, I see both of you more now than I do in the past. I'm on the board that you're running for these shows coming up, and we are, correct. It's show week.
It is show week.
It came up quick.
It always does.
Yeah, I'm telling you, 4 months ago, we started talking about it, and I thought, man, that's a long time from now.
Yeah.
And bang, it's this week, and we're excited. Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Expo Center at State Fair Park, October 12th, 13th, and 14th, the Home and Remodeling Show. And it's going to be a fun one, David. We got pretty cool things going on.
The cool thing about this show is it's a little smaller than the spring show, so it's a little bit more boutique-y. You spend a lot of time with the vendors. You learn a lot. You see a lot of cool stuff. Great programs that you can either be involved in, like the Guess the Price. There's a make and take that's super fun, and it's just a fun little show.
It is. And Oktoberfest, you're doing some stuff with Oktoberfest, which I think is pretty cool. Oktoberfest Village, Smart Home Gallery. There's just some things that if you're somebody that is thinking about, hey, I may want to remodel someday, or I want to get some ideas, or you know what, I just want to get out of the house. I want to go over there and take a look at what's going on. It's a really good opportunity to come walk the show.
It is. And, you know, at State Fair Park, you park real close, you walk in, grab an adult beverage and a big pretzel and walk around. And, you know, everybody's friendly. The ideas are fantastic. And it's just, it's a real simple way to just learn a bunch without even trying.
Yeah. If I was somebody listening and I walked into the showroom, the first booth I go to is 4:30.
Yeah.
Do you want to know why? Do you want to guess?
Because you're there.
Because you're there. Tracy Grossbeach, sales manager, AB&K, booth 4:30.
Yes.
Stop by. You guys going to have candy or anything?
Well, now we are.
Now you are. There you
but
go.
Okay, so the greatest thing about this fall show, I think, from a consumer's perspective, is that the Zoo Interchange construction is almost done, so it's real easy to get to. Thank you, thank you, thank you, crews that have been working on this
like
for
crazy.
Years and years and years. I can't thank you enough for making my commute easier.
I kind of forgot because I go from, you know, Burleigh to here in Hales Corners. And it's been bad, and now it's really kind of nice. And then the Thursday Night Lights High School Football Game of the Week was in Kenosha on Thursday. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Getting home from there, I finally got past the airport through all that construction. I went, oh, thank God. And then they closed it on 76th Street. So I had to get off on 76th, take side streets. I was not happy.
Well, I'm not out that time of day. I'm usually snoozing. But
I
can tell
snoozing.
You during commuting times, thank you, and I can't thank you enough, construction workers, guys who worked on the roads. That's a beautiful interchange.
Yeah, it's awesome. I agree with you. Hey, on this show coming up again, it is October 12th, 13th, and 14th. Starts at noon on that Friday, goes till 8 o'clock. Saturdays from 10 to 8. I'll be out there doing my shows live from the Expo Center, and then I'm emceeing a few things. I'm reading some PA mentions, and I'm reading things that you'll hear over the loudspeaker, and it'll sound something like this. Welcome to the Nary Milwaukee, because the sound system, they're like, you got to slow down. You talk too fast. Slow down, slow down. And then I'll try to keep the girls from the Nary office in check.
Yeah, good luck.
That's a full-time job.
that one for me
we love
is
them.
The most I do. And look, they put in so much time and sweat equity into this program that when it finally kicks off, they take a deep breath and say, okay, here we go. And my favorite was when we did a Bloody Mary contest, and they got involved as contestants or judges.
Yeah.
For about a half hour, they thought I was cute. For that half hour, I was really cute to them. And then it wore off, and I was...
You were like Donny Osmond.
Yeah, I was. It's your birthday. Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, and then when it wore off, they were either... Well, two of them were napping. And the other ones, no, they weren't.
Then they did their jobs as judges if they're taking naps.
They did. And actually, it was just one. And I'm not going to name Michelle Brown at all. I'm not going to say it was her.
But she'll appreciate that.
It could have been her. Because when I went by,
she worked so hard to put these shows together.
Man, she's really good.
She is.
She's really good at what she does.
And she's a very nice person, too.
She's very nice. Yeah.
To get all those people in and out of there, all the questions ahead of time. And you think it would just be chaos, but it's not. They just, everything comes up. If something comes up, they handle it, goes on. I mean, it's actually kind of fun to be there before it starts to see all the chaos, but it just all happens. It's just neat.
In that little office where I'm reading the PA mentions, the first time I did it, I would say, guys, I have to do some reads, and they'd be nice and quiet. Now they're like throwing spitballs at me. They're flicking my ear. They're just like trying to make me laugh and trying to, you know, goof me up, and they've done it. Yeah. And then they laugh at me and walk out until I start doing another read. Then they come back in and they do really ridiculous things to to mess me up.
That's kind of naughty.
I think so. I think so. But it is what it is.
You're a professional now.
I am. Oh, yeah. I am truly a professional. Hey, Tracy, these shows, and AB and K is a mainstay at these. And you're kind enough to give us time on some of the, like, guess the price and some of the things that we do. But these are important for you for a couple of reasons, I would imagine. And you can correct me. But one, to be able to get time with potential clients on an individual basis to talk about working together. Two is to get leads, right? I mean, that's what this whole thing is. The leads that you get from shows like this different than other leads? I mean, these are hot leads, right?
Yes, they can be. In the spring, they tend to be more hot leads. The fall show is... people are gathering information because we are going into the holiday season. People aren't like, tear up my house for Thanksgiving. Yeah, great idea. No one ever has said that.
Okay. Well, maybe this time.
Right? And so it's all, people are looking towards the spring, the, you know, winter and spring of 2019, and they're gathering information as well they should. And an educated buyer is an AB and K buyer.
How do you decide what you're going to showcase? Do you have, you know, one? Do you have a piece that you bring in? This is what you're talking about, or do you guys sit down and say, "Look, here's what we're going to talk most about at the show at booth 430 this year."
Correct. So we do a little bit of both. We have our mainstay show items that we do pull out. So we'll have a big island because people like to see cabinetry, and it just is a nice place to fill out forms and, like, you know, conduct business. We also have, we started it in the spring January of this year. We won 13 Wisconsin Remodeling Awards. They're now called Remodeler of the Year this year, which is a big deal. So we're an award-winning company at different price points. So whatever your price point is, from low to high, we've won an award in that category. And we want to tell people that we do great work no matter what the price point is, and you get the same quality of service.
Hey, I don't know. You know, I do a lot of research to do for this show.
Yes, you do.
Do you know that you've won 98 awards in the past 10 years? I counted. 98
I know.
Awards in 10 years.
And we're getting ready for our next batch of submissions that are due later this month.
So if somebody comes over to your booth, which again is 430, you can talk about some of these different awards. And is it in all areas of the home?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So bath, kitchen,
bathrooms, kitchens. Bedrooms are usually, they're called interior remodels. So just, and that's other spaces. But the awards are focused mostly on bathrooms, kitchens, and you know, there's fireplaces. We've won for stairs. It's just, you know, it's what have we produced in the last year?
Right.
That is award-winning quality. And what can we fit in photography-wise? Because we have a We have a short photography window that a lot of our clients know that we need to fit you in between this day and that day because our photographer, it gets he's got other things to do and other right. clients as well. So if we don't hit you this time around, we're going to probably get you in the winter,
right?
It, depending on what type of project it was, or we're going to get you in the early summer.
When so the ones that you're submitting, I think, have to be in by the end of this month, correct?
Yes.
And you said how many are you submitting?
We're looking somewhere between 13 and 15.
Wow.
It's a lot of work because there's a lot of written communication. Our projects are judged by the Minnesota Minneapolis NARI. So there's a lot of, I mean, pictures are great and I judge, so I look at the pictures, but the written narration of what were the issues that the homeowner brought to you, how did you solve them, how did you enhance the space, all of that. Basically, you're writing a magazine article for every single submission.
So somebody who's listening now and they're interested in submitting, as a judge or an ex-judge, you would tell them that the written part is as important, if not more, than the pictures.
Yes.
That's interesting, because I don't know if everybody would know that, and I think you're right. I want to know. All the projects are going to look really good. I want to know what you did to achieve the goal of the homeowner.
Right, and if there's that one peculiar or unique aspect to the space, and you're scratching your head thinking, well, why, that's this kind of outside the box, or why would they do that? You can read the essay portion, and it's because if the homeowner wanted it and the homeowner got it, then you get, you check the box. And that's what we do as remodelers, is what do you want? What can we give you at your price point? Let's check that box.
Hey, David, before we get to a break on this show again coming up, next week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you can go to NARIMilwaukee.org and take a look at the event schedule. And I think that we've done a lot to make sure that we're engaging with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. And some of the things that we're doing, and again, like Nick is always there talking about tips on hiring a contractor. He does a really good job.
Excellent. Yeah.
Smart home technology. Prepare your home for winter. I know Randy Miller and Wayne Abenshine from First Choice Heating and Cooling are going to be doing that. Design options to stay in your home. Tracy and Tom Mainville and Susie are all people that are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to answer questions about design options to stay in your home at 12:45 on Friday. And then you and I will be together at 5:45 for Guess the Price Game Show. And last year we attempted it. And I think it got better as we went on. I think the first time we were trying to feel our way through a little bit, and Dan and I kind of tried to, play off each other a little bit. When it worked best is when we had the contractor right there to answer questions from the people that were there. And we're going to do a lot more of that. So you'll be a contestant as well. You'll be one of the people that we're going to talk about one of your projects and then allow people to ask you questions.
Yes. So we're, AB&K is participating in the Price is Right or Guess the Price competition or seminar. What are we calling it?
It is kind of a kind, because it's almost like that
TV show. You win
something.
You win something.
You win pretty cool things, gift cards and stuff.
Yeah, so Friday and Sunday.
Yep, and we'll have three people, contestants, come up, and we'll talk about the project, and then they'll guess what the price was, and then we'll have you there to answer questions. It was really interesting to me last year because we always had three contestants, and I'm not kidding, every time two people went way over and one went way under. And it was kind of like, which told me that this, something like this is needed, because people really at times have no idea.
It's the gathering information.
Correct.
Being educated on how you're going to be spending your money.
Right. Hey, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, David Kittleson, who is my co-host and owner of Closet Concepts, we are talking with Tracy Grosspeach, sales manager, AB&K. In booth 430, if you want to head over to the show this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at State Fair Park. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Oh, welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. He's David Kittleson. Closet Concepts. They are located 120 North 120th Street in basically in Wauwatosa, right?
It is. It's Milwaukee. The last road next to the expressway. When you cross the expressway, it's West Allis.
Oh, there you go. And our special guest, she's Tracy Grosspeach, sales manager, AB&K. And they're going to be booth 430, the upcoming home and remodeling show at State Fair Park, October 12th through the 14th. And one thing I failed to mention in that first segment, half-off tickets now through Sunday. If you go to NaryMilwaukee.org, order your tickets now between now and Sunday, and you get half off on those tickets. And after Sunday, you're paying full bore. So,
and there's another hint. There's also a tab on there that if you click it, you get a certificate for $2 off.
So okay.
Either way, go to the
NaryMilwaukee.org. Hey, during the break, we were talking about something, and David, I told you that my wife a number of times have said, can we talk to your closet guy about coming in and talking and just taking a look? Like, we have zero space. It's very these are very little closets. And you said there's a difference between being messy and being dirty. And Tracy used to laugh and said, look, if I'm coming in to look at somebody's bathroom, I hope they clean it up a little bit before I get there. Hopefully we know that stuff. Not everybody.
Some... yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
Different and like you said, difference between being messy.
And I have people a lot who say to me, oh, I don't know if I can have you come in. And what I've always said is pretty much everybody has clutter. We'll call it clutter. We have stuff. We're busy. You got
right.
kids. You got business. You got, you know. There's a far cry between clutter or a little bit messy and dirty.
Yeah.
Or you know, again, hoarding is a whole nother that's a whole nother thing. So don't worry about having stuff around. And we were talking during the break. Even if it's your kitchen, don't put stuff away that she needs to know where it goes.
Oh, we want to see all the stuff that you have on your countertops and in the bathroom too. It's, you know,
just
tidy up, flush the toilet, close the lid.
Yeah, maybe walk, you know, do you something know, to the floor a little bit. And,
like,
yeah.
Would you want your mom to see this?
No. And no. And you know what? I think in your business, David, I want you to see why I need you.
Correct.
And if I go, look, you're coming Saturday and Friday, I take out all the stuff I don't wear and I put it somewhere else. Well, that's not reality.
Correct.
Reality is our closets are so small. And I think there's something we could do with it if we knew how to do it or we knew somebody, and I do know somebody,
you
which
do.
Is you, to be able to come in and do that. What's, Tracy, AB&K right now, what's hot? I mean, what are people coming to you about right now? Are they saying, look, in the spring I want to have this? And nobody's coming to you saying, I'm hosting Christmas and I need work done, are they?
No.
Okay. They know that.
That ship has sailed.
A while ago.
Well, no, I would say this. Yes, we can get you done for Christmas of 2019.
Okay.
Absolutely. But 2018, that's not going to, I mean, we don't make promises. We try not to make promises. How about this that we can't keep?
Now, if somebody's not looking for a full kitchen remodel, but they're looking for an update, new cabinets, new countertops, maybe
so
before
not
Christmas?
No new cabinets.
Okay.
Our cabinets are about 6 weeks out.
Okay.
Countertops. New backsplash, new light fixtures, yes.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. So if they just want to pretty it up a little bit
absolutely.
Before all the family comes in from Illinois or Minnesota
absolutely.
Or up north Wisconsin, then they could get a hold of you and say, okay, let's see if we can get
this
done.
We can make stuff happen then.
Mm-hmm. What are you hearing from people now? Do you think 2019 is going to be as hot as 2018 was?
Yes.
Hotter?
I do. I don't know, hotter. I think that people are looking to make improvements in their home with remodeling versus building a new home, only because people, we've gotten used to our neighbors. We like our neighborhood. We're conveniently located to work or to shopping or whatever. And it does increase the value of your home. Remodeling does.
It does. David, how about by you? In your business, do you think 2019 has a chance to be as hot? Because 2018 was as good as it gets, I think.
Yeah,
it's been really hot.
Yeah, and I think that we've probably settled down into, as Tracy was saying, we're not making as many snap judgments as we used to. We're thinking, well, I can afford that. You know, we'll go do this. People are we're getting a little bit more neighborhoods, looking at our space and saying, I want this space to be mine.
Right.
Mine only, and I want it designed for me. And I think this is kind of the new normal.
Hey, the same question I had for Tracy. If somebody says to you, hey, look, can you come in, take a look at our space? And I'm having people over for the holidays in December. How far out are you guys at Closet Concepts?
We're probably 2 or 3 weeks, so we're fine. We make everything, and our projects are usually one-day projects or morning projects. So, yeah, we're fine.
Okay. That's important to know, and my wife is listening right now, so I'm sure she's saying,
You just dug yourself a hole.
That's okay. She's like, well, are you going to invite him over or not?
You know what I have noticed about buyers this year is we've moved from what's going to help my home, resell. What are people going to like that I can put in my home versus now it is, I want to do this for me. This is what I want. So it is about personalizing your space and making it yours.
I like that.
Love that.
Yeah, because
it's your money.
Yep. It's your money. And if somebody wants to do it for themselves, that's a whole different mindset than I'm going to do it for whoever I think is going to buy this house. You know,
right, because those people come in and they're like, yeah, I don't want this. No. I'm going to tear all this brand spanking new stuff out, which, you know, kills us all a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's not our money.
Right.
So we do prefer when people, you know, make it their own and have that emotional investment in what their space looks like versus doing it for this fantasy family or person or whatever, whoever's going to be purchasing this house,
and
you know,
makes it 5 or 10. It's more exciting because
absolutely,
it's for them. They have a passion for it. So.
Absolutely. They're invested in it.
Early on doing this show, somebody, and I wish I could go back and find out who, because I've quoted this person a lot. She said, if you're going to be in the house for 3 years or more, do it for you. Do it. Look, if someone says, look, I know in, you know, 4 years from now, we're going to sell the house because my youngest is going to be in high school and we're going to move to this neighborhood. So I want this done for the resale value. You don't know what's going to happen in 4 years. If it's 2 or 3 years, if you're selling the house in 6 months, great. You've made that decision. Let's move. But if it's 2 or 3 years that in the future and you're saying, I know, I'm pretty sure we're going to sell the house, do it for those 2 or 3 years that you're going to live in the house and enjoy what you're doing.
And I can tell you that our sales staff at AB&K, if we know that you're going to be staying in the house less than 3 years, we're going to tell you our honest opinion. Take down the wallpaper, paint the walls, change the light fixtures.
Right.
Go on a trip.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I had feedback this week on Thursday afternoon from a potential client who she spoke to her neighbor across the street who talked to us about her bathroom, and that's what we told her. Take down the wallpaper, buy new light fixtures, take a trip.
There you go.
That's how you should spend your money.
She's Tracy Grosspeach. AB&K, their website is abnk.com, abnk.com. And again, tickets for the home remodeling show coming up next week at State Fair Park, the Nary Milwaukee Home and Improvement Show, the Home and Remodeling Show. The Home Improvement Show is this one that we're on. Getting all confused, Tracy.
I can't help you.
No, I know you can't. You can get half off tickets now by going on that website. And when you go, booth 430, go say hello to Tracy and get some ideas for her. When other side of the break, I want to talk about the top 10 bathroom trends for 2019. And we're going to get through those like in one segment. So we're going to go quick. And again, she is Tracy Grosspeach. She is the sales manager for AB&K. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern. Only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside David Kittleson, my co-host this week from Closet Concepts. Our special in-studio guest, Tracy Grosspeach, sales manager, AB&K. They're going to be at booth 430. Booth 430 for the Home Remodeling Show, October 12th, 13th, and 14th at State Fair Park. Top bathroom trends for 2019. Get through a few of these. Bathrooms are growing in size. They're getting bigger for convenience and relaxation. Yes, no?
Yes.
They are.
We are borrowing space from other rooms, taking out closets that are might be in adjacent to the bathroom space, but sometimes we can't do that. So we do what we can. We do floating vanities. We try to do everything to make the bathroom look bigger.
You know, that floating vanity might be coming up later in this. Just so you know.
Sorry.
You might want to know. That's all right. Hold on to that one.
Okay.
Number two, vintage wins for washroom decor.
So some things that look old.
Right.
Or oldie, but are actually new, so they function like new product. A lot of times what we're seeing is to help create that vintage look is the luxury vinyl flooring in wood look.
Okay. Because if they're looking for something vintage to hang up.
Oh, yeah.
I just had a birthday and put a picture of me. I'm awfully old.
Or like a really beautifully framed mirror.
Okay.
Helps create that look.
Here you go. Number three, clean and original, the basic bathroom. What are you hearing about that?
Well, a lot of the furniture style vanities that have the intricate legs that are kind of hard to clean under, that's kind of going by the wayside. Clean, simple.
Yeah.
That goes back to making your bathroom look bigger.
That 2019, they're saying it's going to be, people are going to say, look, I want it to have that really clean and original and kind of the basic look. Again, I could pull, and when I get here early on Saturday, I start looking and doing research, and you sent me a number of things that we could talk about. And last time we talked a lot about lighting, and I wanted to get into trends for 2019 because we're starting to get that time. And there's six or seven different articles that I could choose from, and none of them are alike. So some of these, this is just somebody's opinion.
Right. And when you're talking clean, you're not necessarily white. It can be a color.
Right.
You can have color.
Yeah, and it says at the end of that part, however, some more daring and add a pop of color or pattern tiles to bring a more contemporary look to their bathroom. Do people, when you go in, and I often wonder this, people have ideas on what they want. They've done a lot of research, much more research now than they did years ago.
Yes.
And they're on Pinterest. They're on all these different, and they go, okay, this is what I want. I want this tile. I want this color. I want this backsplash. And then do they say, okay, here's five pictures. Please put it all together for me.
There are some people that do that. And then, and don't get me wrong, we love your Pinterest images. We love your house images. It helps. It's our springboard to help create that look for you and the price that you want to be purchasing at. So that's all important stuff. Now, that being said, we're a design build company and we have the resources of, we know much more of what's in the marketplace than homeowners do,
right,
for the most part. So we're going to find the right product for your price point in that look, or as close to that look. If you have defined what you want, yes.
Do you find that most people find one picture and say, okay, this is what I'm looking for? Or do they have seven pictures and they say, here's the flooring I want, boom. Here's the cabinets I want, boom. Here's, you know, so they have all.
It's more of, I can't put a look together. I like these storage options. I like this type of flooring idea. It's more conceptual of, these are the things that I like that I'm drawn to. And I need, in a bathroom, I need a place to put my straightener and my toothbrush, my electric toothbrush, and I need a place to store my hair dryer. I don't want stuff out on my counter anymore. So I need these storage things, and I kind of like this look.
Right.
And I want to be, this is what I have budgeted for this project, and then we go from there.
David, do you find that in your industry as well, where people are like, look, I need the basic way and the help to store this either in my bedroom or my bathroom or my kitchen?
one of the evolutions with closets, and they are very you need them to be practical. You go in there and you get your stuff. And for some people, it's just, look, this is bugging me, make it not bug me anymore.
Right.
And that's always going to happen. And white closets are still our biggest seller, even after 31 years. But there's a second part of it, and that's the design part of it. People are making their master bedrooms more for them. So in those closets, it's more of, okay, I know how practical it is. I know it'll work. Now let's make it pretty. So that's when the different laminates, different door. So they kind of combine the two. You still have to fix this, but I want it to be pretty.
So for you to be able to work with somebody, Tracy, in their bedroom, if they say, look, I need a solution for this closet. Do you work then with David or somebody like David? Or do you guys do a lot of that on your own because you've done so many of them?
Yes, to both.
Okay.
It really depends on what the scope of the project is. If it's a smaller closet, we usually take care of that on our own. If it's something bigger, then we bring in an outside consultant like a Closet Concepts.
Yeah. Hey, number four on this, Beloved Ceramics and Marble and their new friend, Terrazzo? I don't know. I've never heard of them.
Well, that's a new one to me.
Good. Well, let me tell you. Let me read real quick. Besides ceramics and occasional appearance, marble accents, there's now a new kid on the block, Terrazzo. Composite material consisting of marble, quartz, and other suitable material. So for 2019, we're going to have to look that up because that might be something that's coming our way.
And I do because I did Terrazzo floors when I was in corporate interiors in hospitals, where you choose the matrix, so like your field color, and then you chose all your aggregate pieces to make a custom terrazzo. So this is a new one for me. I will also learn about it.
Well, that's cool.
Thanks for bringing it to my attention.
Well, that's what I do. I'm trying to inform you guys as much as you. Well, no, I'm really not. I'm really not. I think that's interesting that you're familiar with terrazzo, but now it's going to be hot. That's what they're saying. We got to get through this number six. Let's go to six. Functional trend, a water space in your bathroom. So creating a water space is an increasingly popular concept. In this 2019 bathroom trend, both bathtub and shower are in the same open area of the bathroom. This innovative layout certainly allows the restroom to look much bigger, as you had talked about how important that is, than it is. With only a simple glass barrier framed in either golden or dark tones, separating the water space from the rest of the bathroom.
Yeah, when I first read this, I'm like, "What the heck is that?"
Right.
Okay, so this is the water closet. This is like your separate toilet area.
Okay.
That's what I think this author means by this. And I am a true believer that and double sinks in a master bathroom make for a happy marriage.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Uh huh.
Well, that's
privacy. Privacy is it. I don't care how long you've been married. Privacy is really important
in a couple of areas.
I just had my 24th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We have a separate water closet and we have each have our own sink.
Yeah. Important.
Case for a happy marriage.
Number seven. And I think, David, we're going to talk to you on this one. Simple storage. No more useless hoarding in cabinets. And they talk about bathroom cabinets tend to accumulate a great number of unused products. Rather than adding storage to your washer, why not simply keeping storage space that you truly need? When's the last time you really took a look, took the time to soak in your bathtub, and with all the fancy products, even use the old hair straightener? And I think that's kind of what you had talked about early in the show. Look, take a look at what you have and be diligent to get rid of the stuff you're not using.
Start small and be brutal. That's one of my...
You said one... Brutal? You talked about T-shirts that you have,
yeah,
and how difficult. That's an issue for me right, yeah, now. My wife is shaking her head, yes. Mm-hmm. I've got too many T-shirts, but I don't want to get rid of any of them.
Right.
Because they all mean a little something.
I have a client who is a man of a certain age that is a T-shirt hoarder, and... We reconfigured his entire closet with her saying, yes, please do this, so that he could store his T-shirts someplace other than on the chair in the bedroom.
Or, well, we have one dresser, and I have so many T-shirts that I have the dresser, and my wife doesn't have a lot of room, and she's like, come on, really? Like, for something from, you know, 2008 that you didn't even participate in, somebody just gave you the T-shirt. for some reason I keep them.
That's because you're a man of a certain age.
Is that?
Yeah.
Is that a good thing? Or?
It's excellent.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. Hey, listen, T-shirt boy, I don't want to hear anything from you. I know your story.
You have a lot of life experiences.
Thank you very much. That's a really nice way to do it.
You're welcome.
And my knees, I have a lot of experience, too.
Yeah.
Number eight, a small bathroom with big expectations. Does your powder room need a facelift? Many designers taking on these tiny rooms as fun challenges. We talked a lot about this specific thing in a couple of board meetings that I was in with David and talking about the home remodeling show. Are we doing a good enough job inviting people that have these small spaces to give them ideas on how to change and update and things like that? So that's interesting to me that number eight on this list, a small bathroom with big expectations. And they talk about colors and they talk about tiles and what you can do to make that small space feel bigger and pop a little bit better.
It's just about making it yours. Truly, it is. A powder room is a space that can be a little bit more unique to your overall like decorating scheme in your house. Now, you still want it to flow and complement the rest of the space, but it could have some of those standout tiles, standout wallpaper, a cool sink, an awesome faucet, that vintage mirror.
Sure. There you go.
And the picture of Mike McGivern. Near the toilet, I guess.
And if you need it signed, you go through my people to get
right.
Your people.
Yeah.
Well, and I think what I remind people is that when the bigger, most of the pictures you see, whether it's a bathroom or a kitchen or even a closet, they're almost always of bigger spaces because those are easier to photograph. A little bathroom is hard to photograph.
Absolutely.
So you're not going to see that a lot on Pinterest or
No, you're not. You're going to actually see that on my cell phone.
Yep.
Because I have a lot of pictures of a lot of different rooms.
Yep.
And for my photographer to take a picture of that small powder room, it's really difficult for him with the tripod and his lights and all that type of stuff. So those smaller spaces you're going to see on your designer's cell phones of what we've done in the past.
Yep.
And we all have like tons of images on our phone. We don't get rid of stuff.
And I think the smaller spaces usually have a bigger impact because everything you change in there is a big deal.
Big deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, number 10, and I want to spend a couple of minutes on number 9 because we talked about some of this last time you were in. And it's really interesting to me. A tech-infused bathroom, and we'll get to that. Number 10 is wood for your relaxation haven, setting a warm and neutral tone in your bathroom. Wood has become increasingly present in this private space. Do you see that as well?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a trend for that's going to continue, at least what this writer thinks in 2019.
Absolutely. I agree.
The tech-infused bathroom, my favorite part of that was innovative heated towel racks are also being used nowadays as opposed to radiators to dry towels as well as warm up the room. There are so many things going on in that category, from mirrors with built-in LED lighting to motion detecting faucets, automatic temperature regulators, all kinds of things that, you know, had started, I think started kind of slow, where people kind of were like, I don't know, you're telling me from, you know, 3 miles from my house I can turn on my heater? No, I can't do that, can I? And now it's really gotten to a point where the tech infused, even in the bathroom, is going to be huge. And
absolutely. Because you can set your floor heater so that it comes on, so your floors are nice and warm when you get up at the crack of dawn, or maybe later in the morning too. You know, whenever you get up. And in Wisconsin, heated floors are really, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Tracy, somebody told this to me about 6 months ago, and he said, look, we were pushed hard. We had a company come in, a remodeler come in, and they pushed me hard to do heated floors in the bathroom. And I thought, come on. He said, I would never live without them anymore. I just wouldn't. I love them. And it was one of those throw-ins that I agreed on something with my wife. Said, go ahead, that's fine. And he just kind of rolled his eyes and said, whatever. I'm from Wisconsin. I'm a tough guy. And he's like, I would never live without them.
Yep. You think it's a luxury until you have it.
Huh?
You think it's a luxury until you have it.
It's one of those things that once you do have it, you can never live without it again. I mean, they're nice even sometimes on those early summer mornings when it's really kind of chilly still.
Yeah.
It's nice. From what I hear, I don't have those at my house.
The seat warmers in my car.
Yeah, those are beautiful.
Yeah. And my wife's, it doesn't matter. It could be 70 degrees. She gets in and pops that thing on. She pops it right on.
My sister does too. She'll have the air conditioner like blowing in her face.
Right.
And her seat heater on.
Boy, they're like twins. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation. This week's special guest, she's a good one, Tracy Grosspeach, sales manager, AB&K. When you head out to the Home Remodeling Show next week at State Fair Park, booth 430, don't forget, you can get half off tickets now through Sunday to the Home and Remodeling Show, October 12th, 13th, and 14th. Go to NaryMilwaukee.org. You can only get that between now and the end of the day on Sunday. Again, half off tickets. Come out and see us. We'll be having some fun. And make sure you get to booth 430 and say hello to Tracy. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Oh, welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern, alongside David Kittleson, my co-host. He's the owner of Closet Concepts, and Tracy Grosspeach, sales manager, AB&K. Guys, we got a couple things to get through before we get out of here.
Good, better, best.
Good, better, best. And we were talking about this during the break, and it already slipped my mind because I couldn't, you know.
That's okay. You're for looking at, Mike.
Yes,
you are eye candy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can you please get me an air check on that?
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, thank you. I want to keep that. So, in fact, that's how I'm going to my phone ring from now on. It'll be your voice and your eye candy. Let's talk about that. And when you said you live your life like that.
Good, better, best. Yes.
What's good? What's better? What's best? When people make decisions on what they're going to do in their home, do you guys talk about that? Good, better, best? Or is that, look, here's one option, here's a second option, here's the third?
Typically, for at AB&K, it is what do you want to invest versus what you want.
Okay.
So it comes down to what you want to spend versus what you really want. And what you want to spend is that is your look for less. And then what you want, that's your, like, you know, the pie in the sky, the big dream.
Right.
And then there's some things in the middle that we talk about where we can sort of massage out what the actual solution is. And that's usually the answer is somewhere in the middle. Most of life is somewhere in the middle too, but it's what value,
David,
do these different types of products or services bring to your space?
You see that in your industry as well?
Oh, sure. And again, in my case, we have to be practical, you know, and store your clothes as well as be good looking. And so that's the, and sometimes in ours, it's the number of closets you want to do versus, so do you want one really fancy one or do you want to do the whole house?
Right.
And sometimes the price, even if it's more expensive, or cheaper, it may not work. So if it's less expensive, but doesn't work in your particular, then don't do it. It's not worth it. And if it's super expensive, but isn't what you're looking for, just because it's a trend, don't do it. And so that's kind of our reasoning for having some of these seminars on
it. Sometimes it seems like when you go with the lowest price you can find, you end up paying twice as much.
Absolutely.
Because you end up having to
redo
it.
Did you not hear me talking?
I did.
This week?
I did.
I was quoting one of my clients, and I said that if you want to spend more money, go with the cheap guy.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah, I agree with that. And look, I know that at times, and trust me, I was there for a long, my wife and I were there for a long time where we didn't have incremental funds to do much better than that. Hey, really quickly, what are the things you're talking about on the Guess the Price game show?
All right. So on Friday at 5:45,
right,
Mike and I are going to be hanging out with our friends from Callan Construction, and we're going to be, AB&K is presenting a residential bathroom that priced out in the category of $25,000 to $50,000.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, when we hang out at 3:15, we're presenting a bathroom, another bathroom, that priced out in the category of $50,000 to $75,000.
Perfect.
And they're both bathrooms about the same size.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good, better, best.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Absolutely.
Hey, don't forget, go to NaryMilwaukee.org for half-off tickets between now and Sunday. Dave, it's great to see you.
Good to see
Tracy,
you.
Tracy, it's always a pleasure.
I'll see you later this week.
Saw you Thursday, today, and then this week.
Yeah, and happy birthday.
Hey, thanks. Donnie Osmond.
I know.
This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.